wish there was a Yu-Gi-Oh hack that we could play.
Hello, every listener buddy. It's me, Blakey, back again with another exciting audio-only Let's Play. Today we're not playing a video game, we're going to be playing a card game. I think we're playing War. But, yeah.
Yes.
This is
a good game of War.
This is my wonderful friend, Toby.
Wonderful friend, Toby.
I met him over on the Party World Discord server. This is part two of an exciting game. Don't drop dicks on the table, Toby.
No, but look at this. It doesn't... Okay, this is something really interesting. The glass, when you draw on it, it draws above the wood area. It only shows up on the wood area. If you move where it exposes it to the ground itself, it disappears.
What? I don't think that's how drawing works.
On glass, it doesn't work that
way. Oh, that's gonna make me throw up, man. Ooh. That's weird. There we go. I erased it. But yeah, we're gonna be playing a wonderful game of War. So I pulled off my first card.
Let's draw. Flip.
Ha! Wow. I played a queen of spades and he had a five of spades, so... Wonderful. Okay. I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Okay, I'm ready too.
3, 1. Oh no.
Oh, I won a lustrous 2.
Oh boy. With his 10 of something, 10 of diamonds, he won an illustrious 2 of spades. Or clubs?
Okay.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. Okay. I see how it is. He's playing the 10 game here. That's interesting.
Wait, did we shuffle the deck before,
putting it back in?
Did we?
I don't really remember.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I got an ace.
Oh. I played a six of clubs versus his ace, which is, to be fair, a bit of a waste of an ace, but, you know, that's alright.
Yeah, it is a waste of an ace.
Go. Ooh. Ooh! That was good.
Oh, that was a good one.
I won his queen.
King.
You know, I'm not entirely sure if they heard it, and it might have just gotten louder because I moved the mic a little bit closer. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, hopefully my whispering was picked up. And again, a waste of an ace. An ace after a 7.
Oh.
This time it wasn't me.
I learned something interesting. If I put the microphone on my computer, you can hear the fans whirring. What a wonderful sound.
Oh.
Wow.
You know, if you want, I can record my side separately on my computer and send you the audio file.
You know what? That sounds like a bit like there's actual effort being put into this. Here at Luckless Studios, we pride ourselves in minimum effort.
Boys, yes.
We have a war right now.
We got a war. We got a war on our hands.
1, 2, 3. Okay. I'm so ready. Let me look at my card real fast. Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh, that's not great.
Okay. Yeah, I won the war, guys.
Listeners, I lost a 5, a 6, and a 4. So nothing of value was lost.
I could have lost a lot. A jack and a couple 3s.
I don't know how to make these all into one big thing.
You just shuffle them. So you go like this. Wait, that didn't work.
Oh no.
Okay, I'm just gonna drop this on my pile here.
There you go, beautiful.
Okay.
You know, I don't... Okay, I'm gonna give it a quick shuffle for good luck.
Give it a quick shuffle.
Oh, it worked! Shuffle for good luck.
Yay.
I got a wonderful 4, an illustrious 4 for a 9. So.
Zesty.
A zesty four. There we go. Mm-hmm. Flip it.
Oh. Oh, damn.
That wasn't bad. I got a nice...
You got a jack out of that.
Jack of hearts. You know, if you ever pull out the king of hearts, we should look at the card because there's this little secret on it. I don't know if you know about it.
An Ace, again with a 7.
Aces and sevens, you know, 7's good luck, ace is good luck, so who knows?
Both odds.
Oh, what? Where did that card go?
You threw it off, and then it landed in the middle.
Mystery. There's a war.
Oh, war! Wait, yeah.
Oh boy, guys, exciting news. Shadow Maniac 2 is playing some Guns of Icarus. Thanks, Steam notifications.
Oh.
Yes. So I just lost another game of war. But again, I lost nothing of value, so...
Yeah. Well, you lost a 10.
Yeah, you...
You lost a 10 and a 9.
You know, you've been having some really good luck with a... beautiful shuffle job by me.
Mm-hmm. Oh. There we go.
Much better.
So, yeah, let's combine our decks now that we're kind of running out.
Uh-huh. Let me just give him a good shuffle for good luck.
Mm-hmm. but we're just shaking them kind of glitchily across the screen.
You know, that's obviously how you're supposed to shuffle. I think we should take the time here for a brief break for a drawing contest.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I'll come over here. I'll look straight down so I don't see your side. And,
okay.
What should we draw?
I'll look directly onto my side. I'm gonna draw, do I want to draw the bicycle person?
Oh, I can draw a box. I cannot erase the box, but I can draw a box. Wonderful.
Nice. Oh no, my thingy disappeared.
Oh, that wasn't me? Question mark?
Did you hit the erase all vector lines?
Yeah, there's a chance that might have happened.
Oh.
A little bit of sabotage for you boys out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is coming along quite wonderful. I'm drawing a manta ray.
Tamagotchi, I guess.
Oh no. So I came across a small problem. I'm gonna have to erase my manta ray because I drew it too close to the edge and it started overlapping the edge.
Oh no.
Maybe you couldn't see it. Wow, this is beautiful. Listeners, I'm drawing a line right now. It's a quite nice line.
And this Tamagotchi is actually going kind of well.
Oh, I'm glad that yours is going along well. You know, I've encountered a couple difficulties in this. Mainly, I'm using a laptop trackpad to write this, and,
Oh, no.
You know, it's not as bad as it could be. Let me see something, though. Is there a... No, I suppose that was too much luck. Okay. Well, I'm done with my beautiful drawing.
I'm nearly finished.
It is both beautiful and a drawing, so... All in all, not bad.
And I'm just doing the finishing touches that happen with all Tamagotchis. Oh, wait, I should have been drawing a grave, then.
Oh, no.
All Tamagotchi die.
Oh.
Or at least mine do.
Oh.
And there we go. I did a Tamagotchi.
I did a bad thing. Okay. I'm ready to see this Tamagotchi. On the count of three, we'll look at each other's. Here, I'll draw a nice white line around mine. So
okay.
That you can see where it is. Because it's a stingray, it's hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm gonna scroll over to your side.
Oh yes. No. It's beautiful. So, I've never...
I like the manta ray eyes.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I've never seen a Tamagotchi. So what he's drawn is I think it's a turd off to the right with two flies buzzing above it. There's what looks like a radish with a leaf out the top of its head. And fish lips.
That's practically what it is. It's a radish with 2 feet and fish lips.
And it has two little balls for legs. That's quite nice. And it looks like it's standing in a puddle of its own urine.
Because that's what happens with all Tamagotchi.
Wonderful. So I'm gonna make a little touch to this if you don't mind.
Sounds good.
A little nice shading down here.
I didn't even think to use different colors.
Yeah. Okay, Nissa, we can go over to mine now if you want to describe it for the dear listeners.
Okay, listeners, we have what at first I thought was a bastard sword, because it looks like the tail is a sword handle, but then it turns out, no, it's a manta ray. It looks like it practically has the exact same appearance as the thing that killed that dude on the Gator show.
Oh.
I'm forgetting all the names. Yeah.
Irwin? Steve Irwin?
Yeah, Steve Irwin. This is just a vivid reimagining of the thing that killed Steve Irwin.
Hmm, yes. Rip in peace.
It's got those eyes. All it's missing that I'm going to add to your drawing.
Okay.
Is some very important things, because it wasn't happy about its murder.
Oh.
Got some tears.
That's so sad. look at the sounds of sadness in the background.
Puppies. Some sadness
crying.
In the background.
They're crying. So I guess we'll get back to our wonderful game of war here.
Yes, of which so far I'm in the lead by 35, and you're in the descending number of 17.
Yes, you know, I think I'm winning here. Oh.
Well, I think you're winning.
Leo Saber, Toby here launched a wonderful assault on me with a 4, which I repelled with a wonderful 3. So,
3, yeah.
Oh, I can rotate it.
We're playing on the ropes right now.
I'm sure I have you on the ropes. Oh.
Oh, a king takes my 5.
Well, if we zoom in on the King of Hearts, you will notice he is holding a sword in one of his hands.
He is.
This will be very important to the lore of the story of cards later on. I'll talk to you more about it the next time we pull out a king. Oh,
we got a war on our hands.
We do have a war. Okay, 3 cards are down. I'm ready.
Cards down. Flip.
Oh, I win!
You won a war!
I won a war!
By drawing a queen of clubs?
Clubs.
No.
Yeah,
clubs.
Queen of clovers.
Clovers. So, you got a jack, a 7, a queen! Oh, man.
Oh, look at what I could have lost, though.
A 10. Yeah, you could have lost a lot, but you won quite a bit in this.
Okay, let's see if I can solve it this time. Beautiful.
Okay, now before you drop... Oh, no. I was going to say, before you drop it, you hold on to it, and generally it, like, just magnetizes together. Shuffle it. Okay, now hold it.
Okay.
Hold it.
Oh...
Okay, nothing's happening.
No, it's working. I think it's working.
Is it slowly magnetizing together?
Yeah.
Real-time magnetism, people. This is what you're getting.
This is science, guys. I don't know if you've ever seen science before, but Wait, can't you just double... Oh!
There we go.
Oh my, that was beautiful.
Yes. I call it magic.
Magic. I've heard of this magic before. Oh, well, good luck
against this. I spell it with a hard C, a hard K, so it's Magek.
Magek?
In my line of work.
Here's another interesting thing of note. If you look at the Queen of Diamonds, she's holding a red rose.
Yes.
Interesting.
And Look at her shoulder, also has a flower on it.
Oh my.
The dandelion.
Some people attribute this to the death of someone in at a certain time period.
The death of Hitler.
The death of Hitler, yes. If we look at the jack, you can see he's a smirk little fuck.
Oh, yeah,
with the hand on the hip, he's just like, hey, boys.
Yeah,
you want some of this?
Don't you say that, girl.
You know what? If anyone here has ever read Othello, a truly book, you'll recognize him as a pure symbol of Cassio, who's a bit of a lady player.
Which I just drew out and dropped a king on the playing field.
Oh, I somehow managed to double flip this 10 before.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes that happens.
Okay.
Oh, whoa. Oh, come on. Ah. Try to get it as many flips as I can in this trick.
Very important.
So I guess I win that one.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh.
No, I don't want that.
Careful.
There we go. Yeah. Gotta be careful in this dangerous game.
I lost a 4 to an 8. Oh, but I pulled out my own 8 and won a 2. What a wonderful net gain for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly certain I have most of the 2s at this point.
Oh, I got an ace versus a 2. I don't know if this works anymore.
You know, I don't know how I feel about that. Okay, I'm tease it.
Ace
versus a 5. A very interesting combination here.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling out one more card. It's a 7 versus a 2. I now have all the 2s. I'm pretty sure that's like an instant win or something. Definitely.
Yeah, well, secretly we're just playing Go Fish.
Yeah, we've been lying to all you guys this entire time. We've just been playing Go Fish.
Oh man, but my thing keeps drawing cards for some reason. I don't want the drawing cards.
Oh boy, we're back to 26 cards each. So we're back to where we started.
Oh yeah, we are even now again, yeah.
You know what? Now we're not. 27, 26.
Okay, give me a second. Just gonna drop this here. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, you're catching up. I was in the lead and now you're in the lead.
Hmm. Oh, wait, hold up. No, before you put it away, we should look at the
history
lore.
Time.
History time. As you can see, the King of Spades is a very big fan of baseball. He's holding a baseball and a harp.
Yeah, it's hard to see at first, but there's a harp in this.
That is a traditional instrument of baseball, the harp.
And the stripe that connects both of these reversed kings...
Looks like baseballs.
They're the tuning pegs.
The tuning pegs. Oh, I thought they were baseballs.
No, they're tuning pegs. Or baseball was just even bigger than I remember.
You know, baseball back when cards were invented was really big.
Yes. Very big.
I think
they called it radish ball because...
radish ball. All they had were radishes. That's what they use for bats, by the way. Just more radishes.
Well, that's where the softball comes in. It's just a rotting radish.
Oh, is that how... And, like, curveballs are just really messed up radishes?
Yes, they're a radish with a bite out of it.
In case the pitcher got a little hungry, he'd throw away a curveball.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Damn it. My thingy keeps drawing it into my hand. Okay. Oh, damn!
Oh,
so
my.
let's take these. What... is that pendulum of some sorts this jack is carrying?
I'm pretty sure this is showing how much a jack loved Doctor Strange.
So you're saying that this is his, what is that wheel called?
The spinny thing of time.
Yeah, the spinny thing of time.
Yeah, the eye of,
you know,
of Shamrock.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah,
the eye of Providence.
Oh, well, I lost a 5 to a 10.
5 to a 10, a very, very close neck and neck.
Very close. Necking, pretty much.
Oh, there's a king?
There's another king.
Versus a ten.
Let's look at the lore on this king. It looks like he's wearing, holding some kind of... is that a...
So it looks like he has some sort of scepter in his hand.
I was gonna say ukulele.
Oh!
Hmm.
Either ukulele, maybe it's a banjo then.
A banjo?
It's got the tin bottom and everything.
Maybe the king of clubs is from the south.
Like, could be from the south.
Like a
it could be, you know, redneck. What? It's a K. He's the king of clubs. There's a connection.
I see. You know what? I think you're right.
Yeah, he's the king of clubs.
Oh, look at this queen. Look at this queen. Remember there was that photo of the queen holding a flower? This one, she's smelling the flower. Mm-hmm. So.
And personally, you know what? She looks a lot more graceful than the rest.
She looks a lot more relaxed. She's like, I'm enjoying life.
Very Greco-Roman too, with the side profile.
Ah, yes, Gecko-Roman.
Gecko-Roman. Gecko-Roman. Yeah, she makes mooing sounds and kills everybody in sight.
Another boy.
Ace and a ten in this situation. Ace of clubs versus the ten of
stars. Here's some more lore. If we were playing blackjack, that'd be 21, because if you didn't know, the ace can be 1 or 11. Little,
it's kind of like that trick card.
Little fun fact for you.
If we were playing Sabak, we would be aiming for 23.
Really?
Yeah. But we need a pile to account this for our Sabak earnings.
Sabak earnings, fun. Mm. Oh, look, this is the other queen that was just holding the rose. Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Maybe she was handed the rose and somebody just took a picture of her and she was just like, I don't know. Actually, that looks like a poppy now that I think about it.
A poppy. Like an opium poppy.
Yeah.
Obviously, that card is symbolizing the British subjugation of the Chinese in,
opioids.
Yeah. I mean, like, what other answer could there be?
None.
Oh, here we have a multiple of 3 versus 3.
Yeah. 3 times 3.
Or 3 in a square. And did you know that rectangles are squares? Ooh.
That's true. Well, because, see, in the housing business, you use a square to make rectangles.
Oh, do you know? I didn't know that. Oh, we had a very close match here. 3 and a 2.
3 and a 2. Yeah.
3 and a 2. Very close one. Interesting.
I appreciate that one. I like it whenever it's a close draw like that. Though, I prefer war myself.
War is much, much more entertaining.
The stakes are just so much higher.
Let me see. How many cards do you have?
I got 10, 6,
I think
17.
I have a small advantage on you.
Yeah, you got 28 with 7, 6 in your hand. Oh, another 2 and a 3. Wow.
Interesting. So we're getting down to the 2s that were plaguing my deck.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, no. 10 and an ace. You took it. Damn.
Yeah, that's a bit interesting. Do you think the ace were, like, just, like, weather phenomenon? So they're, like... Huh. Oh, the king of diamonds.
Ooh, another king.
He doesn't have arms.
He doesn't have any arms. Or they're folded behind his back.
Maybe he's looking for something.
Very noble looking, very Greek with his brow.
So was the other queen. The Queen of Diamonds was very, very regal. They were both looking off to the side.
Yeah, it's like maybe it's another allegory to history.
Yeah. Hey, wait, if I pick up this card, can you look under it?
Oh, I was thinking the same thing. Let me see. Okay. No, it doesn't. It shows the question mark.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, it was a 7, okay. So...
7 versus 9, yeah. I take it.
Oh, no.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, no.
Yeah! Oh. 4 versus 2. I take hold.
Okay. Well, that was rough. You know, my next card is something special. I don't think you've ever seen this card before.
Okay.
This one's called the Treant.
The Treant. But remember, the Treant won't go to war. They don't want to do it.
All right, they're just trees.
They're just trees.
Let me see if I can get them into a mode.
But then they're gonna discover that I actually am evil and I'm.
Oh, that's rough. Trees.
Yeah, Jack versus an ace, and yeah. I take the Jack.
Look at this. The Treant is mourning. Mourning our battles. Treants are a very, very peaceful folk. They don't like war.
Also, apparently, this Jack is Catholic.
Oh, is he Catholic now?
Yeah, that hat is specifically Catholic.
Oh, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that explains why they look so Roman in their design. Because this, again, is a star-like design.
I think they're trying to summon something.
Maybe they are trying to summon something. Maybe they're trying to summon... Oh, a two.
Maybe they're trying to unsummon twos. That's what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is this the king? No, this is the one holding the swords.
So that's the sword king again.
There's a king that commits suicide, and I don't know where it is.
The one with the sword in the back of its head.
Yeah. Is that one it?
Oh, you know what? They don't have the king with the sword in the back of its head.
Really?
Yeah.
It must be against terms of service.
Yeah, it's history erasure.
Obviously. I can't play this game.
Suicide from the kings.
Wait, do you hear that noise? More
noble. Noise?
Do you hear that noise?
No, I don't hear
the noise. That's what they were trying to summon. A chair.
A chair.
A chair.
A chair. Okay. This is crazy.
Oh no, what's going on?
Growing in size. Wait, can I place my card on the chair? Yeah.
We can put our cards on the chairs.
The chair elevates our cards.
Oh
no.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wait, look at what else you can do with these. I forgot about this.
Oh no. So are you gonna leave it this way, or are you gonna turn back time?
Okay.
Or are you gonna share these secrets with me of how you can do that?
It's just a normal resizing. So you right click.
I'm making puns on the band.
Oh.
Share.
Oh, is that share. What the band is called? I didn't know.
Yeah, the lady who made Turn Back Time, the song Turn Back Time, is named Share.
Ooh.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
Oh, what card is it gonna be?
Oh, it's Queen. Queen.
Put that on the chair over there. Oh, or not.
Oh, my ping started hitting the shitter right when we were doing that, and it was just like going crazy on the screen.
There's that six.
Yeah, there's that six. Oh, yes! Ace takes your jack.
I feel like this game is gonna go on for a while, so.
Yeah, you know what.
You wanna do something here? How about the next war? Whoever wins it, they'll.
They take all.
They take all.
Okay.
All or nothing.
Come on, be a five.
A ten.
Okay, it's a ten. Okay.
Okay. That's just a queen.
Three. Oh, no, wait, you see that? I took the three. Here, you can take the three.
Oh yeah,
three.
I get the three.
There's a two. Come on, be a two. Oh. Three. Come on.
Oh, ten. Nope. A king.
Two.
A queen.
You know,
oh.
I might just lose.
You may just lose. Oh, there we go.
There we go. Okay. Nope.
Do I get that?
Yeah, you get that. Seven versus an eight. Yeah, you get that.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh boy. This is some really exciting gameplay, guys.
War is never exciting.
No.
I'm sorry, why did I suggest this game?
Unless you're in person and you're like cheating and like doing your best not get caught, then it's fun.
B3. Oh, okay.
Because I don't know how you play War, but I play War with a lot of cheating.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. You know what I'm gonna do? Let's do a card roundup.
A card roundup.
You got
more than 20.
Yeah, you got more than 20. You win.
Yay!
Yay!
To celebrate this victory,
we're gonna do a flip.
Oh.
Oh wait, your drawing was hovering.
Oh wait, okay, was okay. It?
Look at your drawing. Watch your drawing. They hover.
What? Wait, you have to follow the table though, because otherwise it doesn't work.
I know, you gotta follow the table where it was, kind of, on the table.
Weird. Whoa, wait, I didn't even look at where we were. Look at how nice this place is.
We're in like...
There's a river behind me. And
we're like in like British Columbia.
Pretty flowers behind you. Whoa.
I think those are lilacs.
Are they? How beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's been half an hour. I'm gonna end this episode off. Thank you very much, Toby, for coming by and blessing us with your presence.
No problem.
I've learned so much about the game of War and how...
Resisting the urge to tell us more of a larger understanding of the PC history.
Oh.
There's no blood, there's no gore, it's just flat-out history, PC history.
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much. I'll end this right here. Thank you, everyone, for coming by and joining me. Leave I don't care. Bye!
Join my Patreon.
Oh yeah, join my Patreon, patreon.com/kickstarter.com/ coffee tips. Yeah. Thank you to
the coffee, give me some money.
Thank you to all my Patreons. Barack Obama, he gave me $1 the other day. And Thomas Jefferson, he's a homie. So yeah, thank you very much. You guys have a good one. Bye.